Parliament concerned over rise in obscene material cases. Kanchibia lawmaker calls for legal action against Zema and Wama on river pollution. And churchgoers killed in DR Congo attack linked to Islamic State. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Deputy Government Chief Whip Likando Mfalali has expressed concern over the increasing number of arrests related to the production and circulation of obscene material. Ms. Mfalali noted that the trend, which is mostly prevalent among young people, is eroding the moral fabric of the nation. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Ms. Mfalali warned that a society that is not morally upright poses a danger to itself and future generations. The law enforcement agencies are urged to ensure that the law is applied fairly and consistently in all such cases, said Ms. Mfalali.
Condemn even those who are distributing these materials. You get an obscene video,
mm-hmm.
Then because you just want numbers on your Facebook page, you throw it and then people start saying, okay, it was on this page. And this is what is happening. People trying to use social platforms for them to get numbers so that maybe they can get a $200 or whatever from Facebook or from Meta or any other platform. As government, I think we have put in place laws that should curb such kind of behavior. We cannot afford to continue.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has implored the public to practice safety and only buy food products and beverages from regulated and reputable outlets. The agency warned that consumption of food products and drinks whose safety has not been verified scientifically may pose health risks and lead to sickness or even death. ZICSA Manager Communications and Public Relations Brian Hatioka therefore advised consumers to refrain from consuming beverages and food products whose source is unknown or questionable. Mr. Hatioka said the agency registered 39 establishments which produce food products and beverages in the first half of 2025 in 5 provinces. He said the establishments were recorded in Lusaka, Central, Western, Eastern and Southern provinces. The establishments have invested in the production of mini meal, peanut butter, wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit-flavored drinks and alcoholic beverages, among others, said Mr. Hatioka in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has registered 39 establishments which produce food and beverages covered by compulsory standards in the first half of 2025 in 5 provinces, thereby underscoring our determination to protect consumers. It is a legal requirement for manufacturers, importers and suppliers of products covered by mandatory standards to register with the agency. Products covered by compulsory standards, including food and beverages, are only allowed on the market once they comply with the regulatory requirements.
Kanchibia Member of Parliament, Sunday Chanda, has called for legal action against the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, and the Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA, over their failure to safeguard the Kanchibia and Witikila rivers from the environmental degradation caused by gold mining activities in Pika District. This legal action stems from the persistent contamination of the water sources, which serve as lifelines for many residents. Mr. Chanda stressed that despite community concerns that were raised, the two institutions have not exercised their responsibilities to prevent the ongoing pollution or ensure the people of Kanchibia have access to safe and clean water. He bemoaned the failure by ZEMA and WAMA to take timely, decisive and lawful steps to prevent environmental harm and protect public health. Mr. Chanda therefore urged the judicial system to compel ZEMA and WAMA to fulfill their legal obligations under the Environmental Management Act and the Water Resources Management Act. He also said that parties whose mining activities have led to the contamination must be held accountable. Mr. Chanda has since called on stakeholders, including traditional leaders, civil society and the public, to support this cause to protect the environment. Company executive owner and laparoscopic surgeon of Forest Park Hospital, Magdi El Shakawi, has called on the government to exempt private hospitals from the national load shedding schedule, citing the critical need for uninterrupted electricity to ensure quality healthcare delivery. In an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Shakawi emphasized the importance of continuous power supply in treating life-threatening conditions such as ischemic heart disease, stroke, cancer, and respiratory infections, where advanced medical equipment must operate without disruption. There is need for the government to separate hospitals from the general load shedding schedule because our services are delicate. Some machines used for cancer treatment and other conditions fail to operate effectively under limited power supply, said Dr. Shakawi. He acknowledged that while some hospitals have invested in alternative energy sources like solar power, these solutions are often unreliable and costly to maintain, especially when urgent care is required. Dr. Shakawi stressed that certain medical conditions demand uninterrupted power, and any disruption caused by load shedding jeopardizes patient care and treatment outcomes. He further said load shedding disturbs the delicacy and continuity of health services, which is crucial to saving lives. His appeal comes as many private health institutions across the country face increasing difficulties in maintaining consistent healthcare services amid Zambia's ongoing power shortages.
Because, you know, we have here all the equipment, and big equipment like CT, like MRI, like CAT lab, all those machines need power from this. We try by solar, we try by gensets, but it is not enough because all of this electricity come from, produced from this way is hesitated. It's not good current to allow those big machines to work. So this is the only challenge, just remove us from the load shedding schedules. It is a very good patient to our hospital.
In African news, dozens of people have been killed in an attack by an Islamic State affiliate in Northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, local officials say. About 20 of the dead were worshippers taking part in a night vigil at a church in the town of Komanda, when they were attacked by allied democratic forces, ADF fighters, they say. Nearby shops and businesses were looted and set on fire. Coming up shortly, wildfires rage in Greece as extreme heat persists. This and more, stay tuned.
Young people are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing to protect yourself. Develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
Another rest of the news. Greece is continuing to battle 5 major wildfires across the country amid a severe heatwave with extreme temperatures expected to persist. Temperatures are forecast to reach up to 44 Celsius on Sunday as firefighters focus their efforts on 2 major fires on the islands of Kithira and Evia. Fire Brigade spokesman Vasilios Vathrakoyanis said the situation had improved after an all-night battle, but warned that the risk of new fires on Sunday remained extremely dangerous. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Deputy Government Chief Whip Likhando Mufalali has expressed concern over the increasing number of arrests related to the production and circulation of obscene material. Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sande Chanda has called for legal action against the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, and the Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA, over their failure to safeguard the Kanchibia and Ritikila rivers from environmental degradation caused by gold mining activities in Pika District. And dozens of people have been killed in an attack by an Islamic State affiliate in the Northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, local officials say. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Good evening, and stay tuned.
It's freezing. Now imagine facing this cold with no blanket, no warm clothes, nothing. but you can change that. Join the Winter Warm